Hi, I'm Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we really like spooky things.
Spooky things.
I didn't say that last week. Danae did. Sorry about it. And most of all,
self-care
for yourself. What did you do this week for self-care?
This week for self-care, what did I do? God, I always like have it queued up and then I forget immediately as soon as you ask me.
Well, because we do a lot of stuff for self-care is what's helpful, I feel like.
Oh, I went to therapy today.
How was that?
It was good. It was really good.
I feel like you haven't gone for a while.
Yeah, I was kind of like off and on for a little bit and then now I'm kind of back.
Same person?
Yeah. Yeah, I love my therapist. She's fucking amazing. So yeah, I did my therapy sesh today. We had a good sesh. I had a lot to like...
unload.
Not even like unload, but I've been like thinking about a lot of things and I think I'm like changing and evolving, and so it was good to kind of like unpack some stuff.
That's important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was like...
you should always be changing and evolving.
Yeah. I think it's like, I don't know, just kind of like in a big way of like how I show up for people and how I want to like be known, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. So I feel like it's like a bit of an evolution at the moment. So it was good to kind of like talk things through with her because she's always got great insight and she's just, I don't know. I love her so much. She's amazing.
That's good that you have a great therapist. I know for a little bit you took a break.
Yeah, I took a break because I was like,
you have a lot on your plate.
I was like, all right, I think I'm good. I think I got this for a while. And then, you know, inevitably things, life
fluctuate,
whatever. And I was like, yeah, I need to like talk to someone again. So,
well, I tried to go to therapy and, well, we know how that went. I'm going to try again. Obviously with somebody different, but
yeah.
Yeah.
What did you do for your self-care?
On Monday I hung out with Chris, Cassie and Leia.
Oh, nice.
It was wait, like a quick,
who's Chris? I know Cassie.
Chris is her husband.
Oh, and Leia's her kid. Okay, got it.
Yeah. And when we first got there, Leia's always like, she warms up to me. Like, it's...
a little
she always
shy at like, first.
Yeah, she always forgets. And like, she's playing a crane machine. I was like, you got this girlfriend. She looked at me and she's like, I'm not your girlfriend. And I was like,
okay.
Everyone's my girlfriend, but okay.
Fine.
Don't worry. An hour later, I had her telling me that I was like her friend.
Okay.
Because we were sending each other emojis.
Mm.
I'm like, Leia, you haven't sent me emojis in a while. And I'm kind of like uncomfortable with it. And she's like, I would never do that to such a good friend. And then she grabbed her tablet and started sending me emojis.
You're like, perfect. Okay. So we're back to friends.
Yeah.
Love you so much.
I was like, you're the first person that's ever called me out on saying girlfriend. I didn't know what to say, but like, good response. So we hung out. We went bowling. It was actually really fun. And then we played in the arcade and good times, good times.
So, nice.
Yeah.
That sounds like a really fun, fulfilling day.
Yeah. Just on a Monday close to where we live. So, you know, cool. Gotta do what you gotta do. I haven't gone bowling in like forever.
I literally don't remember the last time I went bowling.
I couldn't tell you before then.
Yeah.
So, good times.
Well, anyways, what are you going to tell me about today?
So, I told you last week what I was going to do because you slightly mentioned it and I like gave you a weird look.
I forgot.
Okay. So, if you remember, the last story I shared was like the Curse of Glee. And I initially wasn't going to do the Curse of Glee. I was going to do this one. And this is the Curse of Poltergeist.
Yes.
But the Glee one, I was like in a gossipy mood that week. So I was like, let me do that one.
Oh, yeah.
So Poltergeist, I tried to figure out like cast and crew.
Mm-hmm.
They mostly focused on the actors.
Sure. Yeah.
But and I really couldn't find a lot about the crew, but I know in the day, just like crew members would randomly have heart attacks and die.
Yeah.
Like all the time. And they even did a remake in 2015. And I'm like, wouldn't you be so scared to do a remake of that movie after like knowing all the shit
that happened? Oh, I'm excited about this. Okay.
Okay. Tell me everything. Poltergeist came out in 1982.
The year that Stefandre was born.
I was like looking at you like, are you going to say it or am I going to say it? So it was rated PG.
Really?
Okay. Here's a little fun fact. Jaws was rated PG and Jaws came out in 1975. PG-13 wasn't a rating until the 90s.
Really?
It went from PG to R.
Oh.
Isn't that wild?
Okay.
Yeah. So it was rated PG. So.
Huh.
You know, show it to a seven-year-old. I'm just kidding.
So it's a family-friendly movie.
Okay.
It's about a family. So take your family.
It's a family. You'll all learn family values.
It'll be so fun, you guys.
Your kids are going to love it. Bring them especially.
They probably did, though, because of the 80s, you know?
Yeah. So they didn't want to go exactly R because, like, that it's really limits.
Like, well, and that was, like, crazy, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
like
because
at that point, I'm assuming they probably also didn't have like NC-17 or something, you know?
No, that was like the early 2000s.
Yeah, so R was like the worst, which is like, okay, I can kind of.
It was just like,
I get it.
PG-13 came out sometime in the 90s or the late 80s. I didn't really do a research on it. Okay. But basically, Steven Spielberg was kind of the director. He wasn't the director, but he was the director. He was directing E.T. at this time also.
Okay.
And they didn't really want, and he kind of wrote Poltergeist. It was kind of his baby, if you will.
Oh.
He was like behind the writing of it.
So who was the other director?
I'm not sure. I should have looked into it. I just know they were like, he wasn't the director, but he was the director. Like he was in charge of everything. And he just really was interested in it. So he's like, I can't divorce this project, as they said. So
wow. Dramatic.
I know. Super dramatic. But anyways, they were just like, it should be PG because R is very limiting and there was no like excessive gore. Yeah, exactly. There's no excessive gore and, there was no like cursing and stuff like that. So, but PG-13 was one that like was needed because like the fact that Jaws is PG is laughable to me. So, because I think that movie is terrifying.
Isn't there like, I mean, there's blood in that and like kind of gore, right?
You see people get ripped apart.
Yeah. Like, how is that not gore?
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's animals. I don't know. Whatever.
Animal gore is different.
Animal
than
gore is different than like, you know, Texas Chainsaw Massacre gore.
Well, I think what's funny now is like, I'm sure at the time, like movies that were rated R horror movies were like, oh my God. But nowadays I'm like, it's PG-13. Let's not go see it.
Yeah, it's going to suck.
It's going to suck. So I don't know if it was supposed to be a trilogy, but it became a trilogy because I think Hollywood is like, once it's successful, they cash in.
They're like, let's make more money.
When's Frozen 3 going to come out? Let's be real.
Do they have a Frozen 2?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, cash in on that.
Okay, well, didn't know that.
Everyone's like, they're not going to make a sequel. It's like, you don't think they're going to cash in on
this?
Bet
your ass they will.
Yeah. So they made it into a trilogy. Okay. And obviously, like most trilogies, the first one was very popular. And I will get into like some of the characters for the second one, but a lot of this is mainly focused on the first Poltergeist.
Okay.
Okay. So I haven't seen the movie.
It's been so long. I wish I would have like remembered that you were going to do this and watched it again.
I didn't want to watch it because I was worried I might get cursed. And I'm going through enough right now that I don't need extra curses.
Like, I don't need a goddamn curse on my plate as well as everything else.
I even told Keith that. I was like, there's like a curse with it. I was like, I don't think I'm going to watch it. I think I'm just going to live. I'm going to Stanley Hotel it, watch it at a later date.
But I think like. I don't know. Isn't it just the people who made it? Like, not people who watch it.
I don't know. I'm just, now, I just don't want
to. Don't even want to go there.
I don't even need to add anything negative. I try to think positive thoughts anyway.
I love that for you.
So, thank you. It's basically about a house that is haunted. The youngest daughter is, like, kidnapped by ghosts. And it's just creepy things are happening.
And, like, isn't Poltergeist in German, it's, like, that's, like, the definition of, like, a ghost that, like, moves shit. So mm-hmm. like things are that are like tables are flying in the air and all the cupboards are opening.
You know, I didn't look at like the country of origin, but that's actually really interesting. I didn't know that. So
yeah,
but like I never use poltergeist. I say ghost or like
yeah,
spirit.
Yeah, it's kind of like a German thing. If I'm not, I might just be making shit up.
It could be.
I'll give it a Google. I'm pretty sure that that's what poltergeist means, is that it's a haunting where like shit is physically like moving and being thrown around.
Well, that's like this movie. Yeah. So it's not like what you're saying is out of whack. But I know like they've made poltergeist has been like parodied on a lot of stuff. Like I remember, did you ever watch The Simpsons growing up?
Not really, no.
Okay. My brother and I watched The Simpsons. They always had a...
loves The Simpsons, so...
I don't anymore. Does he still watch it?
No. Okay. Just, like, growing up.
It was, like, the first five seasons. They did this thing
there's, like,
called...
a million seasons.
Yeah. It's, like... It was from 1989.
Yeah.
Like, The Simpsons is older than you think about that.
Isn't it the longest running, like, TV series?
I think so. How are they not out of ideas?
Because they predict the future, Kim.
That's true. You got me there. But they did a, they had this thing called the Treehouse of Horror, and it was like their Halloween special that they would do every year.
Okay.
And I mean, every so often, like in September, I'll watch them just because like it reminds me. But they have one on Poltergeist where the family's like, they move into this house. Yeah, they parody it. It's actually really funny. So
Poltergeist is a German, it says in German folklore, poltergeist is a grumbling ghost or noisy spirit, a type of ghost that is responsible for physical disturbances such as loud noises and objects being moved or destroyed. So, yay, I know words.
I'm proud of you. I didn't know that.
Thank you.
I worked really hard. All right. So basically, it's just about a cursed house. There's ghosts, grumbling ghosts.
Who knew?
Sounds like Aspen, honestly. But yeah, so they've parodied it a lot. It's just if you want to watch
it. It's so famous. Like it's kind of like a classic.
They're here.
Classic horror movie. Yeah.
Like you know that. Anyways, but I know at the end the house like disappears because the spirits are like enough. So the most like I said, the most popular scene is the one where the little girl with the like white blonde hair goes up to the TV. She was six. And she puts her name was Heather O'Rourke, which is like one of my family names, which is so crazy. Like my mom's maiden name was O'Rourke. So I was like, okay.
Hmm.
So I was like, oh, I'll remember that. But she played Carol Ann Freeling. She walks up to the TV. She's kind of talking to spirits. She puts her hand on the static and she says, they're here.
It's like the OG static.
Yes.
Static creeps me out. I can't.
Well, I think it's that movie. I think it's
that movie and The Ring. Immediately
no. Oh god, yeah,
immediately no.
Oh no, thank
yeah
you.
No, that's yeah,
if such the static's like, going
every time
I'm
I think
out.
Of poltergeist I think of her touching the screen, like her little blonde hair and the screen, and then
it's the most iconic part of the movie.
It's terrifying.
Truly. So it's probably one of the most quoted movie scenes ever. All right. So the oldest daughter in the movie, whose name was Dana Freeling, the actress was named Dominique Dunn.
Mm-hmm.
She was born November 23rd, 1959. Like I said, in the movie, she played the oldest daughter, Dana. And at this point, when they filmed the movie, she was either like 21 or 22. And like after the movie was released, she was 23. She looked really young for her age because she played just the youngest daughter, who's probably like 16. But she was really, really cute. Like all the pictures of her, you're like, oh. And this was her breakout role. She had done like other roles and everything. And this was just the one that actually like shot her to stardom.
Yeah.
And she was getting offers from studios. She was doing reading through scripts,
interviews,
doing the press tour. Because like everyone's heard of Poltergeist. So unfortunately at this time she was in a really abusive relationship with a man named Jonathan Sweeney. Yeah. And she and Sweeney were kind of an on again, off again relationship, but he was really abusive to her. And there's a story at like one time she was at a bar after she was really famous and she was with him. They were getting dinner and some guy like yelled a line she said in the movie across from her, because like
that's what people do.
That's what people do. They see famous people.
That's what you do.
They yell out like things to them. And she just smiled and was like, thank you. And Jonathan immediately was like, you're sleeping with him.
Or, do you know that guy? Like, no, I don't fucking know. I'm famous bitch. Now. Like, are you stupid?
Yeah, but.
Do you have a brain? But, you know.
I mean.
People who are jealous like that, like, there's no reasoning.
They just want to find a reason to be a dick.
Totally.
So, anyways. So, in 1982, after the successful hit, she had told her family she didn't want to be with him anymore, which they were really excited about because he sucked.
They knew that he was shit.
And she was in a movie afterwards where she played an abuse victim, and she didn't even have to do makeup because she already had the bruises all over her face and her neck.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, that, like,
hurts your heart.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh. And she played, like...
That's horrible.
Horrible.
And good for her for also, like, kind of accepting that role, too, to, like, bring awareness to it.
Yeah.
You know?
That like, had to have been really hard. Brave. Yeah. Because like, that's your real life. Brave,
but the fact that they didn't have to put makeup on you just, like, oh.
It hurts your heart.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they didn't even have to put makeup on her because, like, it's she horrible. Already had the bruises, which is so awful. But like I said, I'm like, that's really brave that she's like,
and I wonder if that was like kind of an outlet for her to like, you know, process and
feel
stuff.
What she was feeling.
Yeah. So sad.
So she was reading, she had broken up with him. They kind of like the like what happened was one
what
night
happened was...
they had a fight.
Oh God.
And he choked her. And she snuck out the window, got in her car, and drove off.
Good for
And
her.
That was when she was like, enough. And she ended up actually living in the house that they used to share. But at this point, she was broken up with him. And some guy came over and they were reading script. And they were like going over the script and everything. And her and him pause because they hear someone coming up to the door. And they hear a car pull in. And all of a sudden, Jonathan starts screaming. And Dominique's like, I'm not opening the door. Like, please leave me alone. I'm reading a script with somebody.
Like, get the fuck out of
here. And he's like,
here.
I have something to give you.
No.
Just what?
Don't open the door.
I know, but you're 22.
Fuck. Yeah, you're so... I literally just telling someone today about all the stupid shit I did when I was 21 and 22.
The meme
I was like,
me?
Again, I was 21. And she was like... I'm trying not to judge. And I'm like, don't judge me. I was 21 and stupid.
The meme you sent me today sent me. So Danae basically sent me like a meme that said like, I look at the guys I used to date and I was like, was I on drugs? And yeah,
in fact, I was.
And I was like, yeah, I was drunk most of the time. I think I had to be to cope with it. But I was laughing so hard when I saw that. I was like, I mean.
Not wrong.
Not wrong, 100%.
Oh, no. So
but,
she opens it?
But unfortunately, she opens the door. She goes out and talks to him. Because at this point,
and like it's
she
young
thinks,
love. She thinks he's got good intentions. He's good at, obviously.
But they're like broken up at this
talking
point.
Talking to like. I mean, they were on again, off again. He knows how to, like...
manipulate her?
Yeah.
Anyways, so David just sits there, and he hears yelling. He hears, like, a little tussle, and then he hears nothing.
Fuck, no.
I know. So he's, like...
concerned.
What do I do?
Yeah.
So he does what any normal person would do. You're not going to like this. None of this... You're about to be...
Okay, I'm about to...
If you need to grab something to throw, feel free because
I'm about to black out.
Okay. So he called a police department of some sorts. This is before 911 is as spread out and like available as it is. And they're like, out of our jurisdiction. So instead of, I don't know, giving him a number or transferring him, they're like, sorry, out of our jurisdiction.
Sucks to suck. Goodbye. Hang up.
And it's not
Are you
like,
kidding me?
Yeah. And it's not like you have Google. You know, that would
the
happen.
Fuck?
You'd be like, oh, okay, let me Google.
Yeah. What's he going to do? Look in the phone book at someone else's house? Where does she keep her phone book?
Yeah. And he's really scared because he doesn't know what to do.
Oh, my God.
And a lot of people were like, he didn't go check on her. I was like,
well,
he didn't know what to do.
Well, then he's also putting himself in danger, too.
Yeah. And he's like, and he didn't know what to do. So he went out the back door and he walked to the front.
Like snuck around.
And yeah, he snuck around and he saw Jonathan pacing, and Jonathan was like, I wanted to join her because, and she's not moving.
Oh no.
So I don't know if a neighbor calls or what they do, but they end up getting an ambulance to take her to the hospital. And she's in a coma and she ends up passing away that night.
What did he do to her?
He choked her for 4 to 6 minutes. At the trial, they set a timer for four minutes and then one for 6 minutes.
It's so long.
And sat in silence. And they made everyone sit in silence, which I think is a very powerful way to do it. To
so be like, powerful.
This is how long this man watched the life drain
from her eyes.
Because that's not horrible. Choking out isn't just this.
Oh, no. Like, it's not like the movies where it's like, dead.
Yeah.
It takes a while. And that's a long time.
That's a really long time.
Oh,
so
my God.
They just like sat. So you think that would like give a powerful
Absolutely.
Meaning. So anyways, Jonathan was, it's getting worse, and then it gets even more worse.
Okay, I'm gonna black out more.
So he got 6.5 years for choking her to death.
The same amount of time that it took to choke her in minutes, mm-hmm. he got in years.
Yeah.
Okay.
For taking what? Someone's life.
Mm-hmm. Wild.
It's, I'm just.
And he's like, clearly, like there's been like previous accounts of him abusing her.
And it's not just her. When they were broken. Well, he didn't kill anyone.
But abused multiple people, or assaulted people.
Another woman who wanted to come in and testify, and they wouldn't let her.
I just can't.
I can't. It's disgusting. I think things have gotten better and people recognize abuse.
Sure.
But in the 1980s, I think it was just,
that was what you're, you know, husband, your boyfriend did sometimes.
Yeah,
and you just
don't.
Had to,
why are you making them mad?
Stop making them mad. And
yeah.
They won't do that for you.
They won't do that if you don't make them mad.
It's just horrible. That is so horrible.
Yeah, and they wouldn't let another girl testify because she wanted Dominique to get, like, some peace.
Some justice.
Yeah. So she tried to, and they're like, no, they wouldn't.
What?
Let her. But he did get found guilty. He got 6.5 years.
What a piece of shit.
I told you it gets worse, right? He only served 3.
Dude.
He got out at the time the sequel to Poltergeist came out.
Mm.
That's when he got out.
That's...
was when the sequel was coming out. Or the sequel had come out just around that time.
You know, it's just like people like that, I hope they like suffer. Like, I hope every little thing that could mm-hmm. go wrong in their life does, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, even if they didn't serve their time, like, in jail or in prison, it's like, I just hope that they get their karma back.
They get
in some
they
kind
get
of
to
shitty
live their
way.
Life. You know what Dominique doesn't get to do?
Yeah.
Live her life. She doesn't get to have kids if she so chooses. She doesn't get to get married if she so chooses.
She doesn't
chooses.
Get to enjoy a life of experiences and growing old.
Yeah. Which is like, he gets that. And the worst part.
Oh, there's.
Okay. Well, it's okay. The worst part is her getting killed.
Well, yeah.
He said in his heart, he was serving a life sentence. Yeah.
That's what I say to that.
Fuck all the way off.
I just did a jerk off motion.
Yeah.
And rolled my eyes so hard.
Cause, like, you're really gonna say that? I'm sorry, but.
She's dead.
But I'm gonna be serving a life sentence of regret. It's so gross. It's so gross. It, like, made my skin crawl when I heard that.
Yeah. Dick.
So where does this curse, and this is just like, this at this point was just kind of weird. It was a really
tragic event,
but it was like just a, that's really sad.
Okay,
where does the curse come from? You obviously
Origin
know I'm
story.
Gonna tell you more stuff.
Well, yeah, more stuff's gonna happen, and then people mm-hmm. are gonna be like, why is there a curse? And then you're gonna tell us why there's a curse.
So where they think the curse comes from, and I'm going to tell you more events, but I'm going to tell you where the curse comes from. You have the biggest smile on your face I've ever seen.
It's so good.
So the actress who plays the mom, I wrote this down. Jo Beth Williams, she played Diane Freeling. She was the mom in the movie. She falls into a pool or a pit of water, and there's skeletons in this. And she thinks, wow, these look realistic. That was Hollywood, people. They'll do the damn thing. Well, let me tell you a little fun fact that I still find hard to believe. Did you know that it is much more expensive to get plastic or rubber skeletons, and it's just cheaper to get real skeletons?
Well, because, like, think about it, right? They would have to make all of those. Whereas, I guess I'm like, here's my thing. Where's the missing link? Where are they getting real fucking skeletons?
Let me get into that, and okay, let me tell you another part of that.
Thank you.
Because where are they getting real skeletons, right? Because
this is, like, one of those things that you see on, like, the, like, things where it's like things you didn't know about horror movies. But
you're not looking in the paper and they're like shows free you, skeletons to a good right, home.
Yeah. I just want them to be loved. Like it's, what? Where are you getting, like, I understand that manufacturing like 1,000 fucking fake skeleton
why
heads.
Why doesn't Hollywood have that already?
Like, go to Spirit Halloween. They probably didn't have that. They don't want glow in the dark ones.
No.
Sure. But also, like, yeah, where the fuck are you getting 1,000 real skeleton heads?
Skulls. And I'll tell you that because I also
those are called.
Was skulls. Like, well, they're full skeletons. Also, I'm just going to put, no, I'll say what I'm going to say and then I'll say okay. This other thing.
Tell me all the things. I'm so excited.
So they go to like, no, please. Like, that's why we do this, so we can talk. Sometimes I listen to our recordings and I'm like, Kim, shut the fuck up and let Danae talk. Sometimes I listen and I'm like, well, at the time it didn't seem that. Okay. No, anyways.
We're in our conversations. Fine.
So you can get it from like a medical supply and it's for like medical students. Like,
right.
But here's the thing. And you're like, makes sense.
For medical students.
For medical students. But you know they got a lot of them. So wouldn't you find it a little sketchy that they're coming in like, I need 50 of your best skeletons. I don't know how many they had. But
well, it was like literally a
no
pit.
One brings up that part. Everyone's like, they got real skeletons. I was like, did nobody find it really weird that they were like, they didn't want one. They didn't want two. I don't know how many they wanted.
Right. They're going to this medical supplier and they're like, I need 1,000 skeletons, please. And they're like, done deal. Here you go.
Yes.
I mean, also people love money. So.
In my research, nobody brought up how weird that was.
Totally weird.
Like weird how many they asked for. I was like, weird it's already
they're
weird.
Not like an accredited institution that's like, hey, like, you know, if you were like a medical like school and you were like, we need 1,000 corpses. They'd be like, cool. Well, that's per usual. But like for Hollywood to be coming in, you'd be like, I mean,
what are you going to use it for?
Right. Also, and isn't there like a code of ethics to that?
I'm sure there is. But you got to remember, this is the 80s.
Money.
Back like in the days when Steven was born and dinosaurs were also.
Dinosaurs were roaming the earth.
Yeah.
They could have had dinosaur bones.
I'm
they
sure
chose
nowadays.
Human bones.
Yeah. Because like, why wouldn't you? So something I thought also, like, and maybe I'm the odd, I feel like, wouldn't you be annoyed? A little bit. Like, you're obviously you're dead. You can't be annoyed. But knowing you donated your body to science.
And then it just ended
and
up
they're
somewhere.
Using you as a horror movie prop.
Well, okay. So to that point, right? So you donate your body to science, right?
Mm-hmm.
You are expecting, you and your family and like next of kin are expecting that is going to be used for scientific purposes. What then is the procedure? And is that like part of the like conversation?
To make you just a skeleton.
But when you're like done using the body, like what do they do? Do they cremate you and then send you back to your family? Or like is it up to them to decide we do whatever?
I had
whatever?
This conversation with Keith.
Like I'm confused.
Because
you know?
I was like, wouldn't... Cause
at what point
yeah.
is it like your body served the purpose and it's done?
Because, like, if I had a really rare, like, I'll be honest, I'm not going to donate my body to science unless they found something really rare that me donating my body to science could help.
Sure, 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 sure.
And I think, like, a lot of scientists do it because they see the thing. I'm not going to unless, like, something really rare happens. But I'm just, like, I mean, you and me might be, like, in the afterlife, we're in a horror movie, dope. Like, that's, like, sweet. Our lives. But I think a lot of people, I know, and you're making that face, I'm like, oh, and I was like, probably
but
not.
But did those people that donated it to science then also know that it was just going to be at some point discarded in some way or another that was up to the discretion of whoever they donated their body to?
I know, and that's kind of the million-dollar question, too, is like,
Were they? It just sounds like someone was doing something sketchy.
Anyway, right? You slice it, it's sketchy.
It sounds sketchy.
It's sketchy with the how many they probably asked for.
Yeah, totally.
And that's what I want to bring up because in my research, nobody discussed it. They're like, they got on a medical thing. On to the next day, I'm like, hold on.
Who was the medical person that okayed this?
Yeah, it's really... And the fact that there's not more research than they got at a medical place. What medical place? Who did this?
Yeah, it seems sketch.
Yeah, and I want to bring that up because nobody else brought that up. I think it's weird. But it's
totally weird.
Yeah, so...
Seems perhaps and like you would unethical. Think
if they're done with the bodies, they should send the remains, get them cremated, and send them to the family.
Sure.
But...
Or whatever. Like, who knows?
I thought that was weird too.
If anyone who listens to us knows like
the protocol for when you donate your body to science.
I would love to know.
Would love to know. And I tried to research it. And I think it's probably different it's a case by case basis, but like just like if you know, please let us know. MysteriousMavenPod@gmail.com. We'll say it at the end of the show. But please, honestly, we would love to know.
I'm so curious because I never thought about that.
No. And that's why I bring this up because I was like, I'm not just going to tell you this. I have some questions to bring up.
I have questions. I need answers.
So another scene that I think is really memorable is the clown. There's a little boy. And they make fun of this in Scary Movie too, with his wiener.
What a
fuck. Have you guys seen Scary Movie too? Yeah, you know what they're part coming I'm talking out
with
about.
A new Scary Movie. P.S. Just side note:
is Anna Faris in it?
I hope not.
Okay, I love Ashley Tisdale, but it just wasn't the same without Anna Faris's like over the top screaming. You have to admit.
That's true.
I'm like, I know what you're saying. I love Anna Faris, but her like, is so amazing. She's so good at it. Anyways. It's
so dumb.
So they make fun of like this scene in Scary Movie. So basically throughout the movie, you see this clown in this little boy's room and the clown is very terrifying.
Yeah.
And I got to be honest with you. I'm not that scared of clowns.
Me either. But when it's like that though, like, ew.
Like Pennywise, no thank you. Like that scares me.
What's wrong with his head?
But I think some people are over the top about their fears. Sure. Anyways, so the clown in the movie is really scary and you see him sitting in a chair. And at one point, you see the boy here shuffling and the clown's not in his chair anymore.
I like forgot this part.
I'm sorry to bring it up.
That's so creepy.
So basically, I'm like, I know the story. I don't even need to look at my notes. So basically, the boy looks under his bed and the clown's there. Jump scare. And the clown pulls him down underneath the bed by extending his arms.
Yeah.
I'm like, his arms are probably as long as mine. I have like freakishly long arms, so I get the clown.
I wouldn't say they're freakishly long, but you know, people are harder on themselves. Guys, in middle school,
I got in trouble for my shorts a lot because, you know, the fingertip thing.
Yeah,
mine almost touched my knees. I was like, I'm not wearing cargo shorts. Sorry, not sorry.
Cargo shorts.
I'm not wearing Bermuda shorts. Forget about it.
Disgusting. Those don't look cute on anyone.
No, nobody looks good in Bermuda shorts unless you're like an older woman. And then I'm like, you know what?
Well, that's fair.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, be a grandma.
I saw some women wearing Bermuda shorts and I said, and she was with filling some herself.
Little kids.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she was filling herself and I was like, you know what? Yes, get it.
Get it, Karen. Do that.
Yeah.
Jody.
Susan. Yeah. Rose. Get it, Rose. Mm-hmm.
Geraldine.
It's all you. Vivian. I could do this all night.
I know, me too. So, let's stop.
Lorraine. But yeah, anyways, so he gets pulled underneath the bed by the clown, and in the movie, the clown starts choking him, and he wraps his little, like, tentacle arms around the boy's neck in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking at me like you have no idea what I'm talking
about. No, I'm like,
I haven't seen this scene.
Is, like, coming back to me. Like, I forgot about all of this, and now I'm like, oh.
Well, the robot started malfunctioning.
Oh, God.
And he was actually getting choked.
Oh, shit.
And the people who were watching, like the cast and crew, were like,
what a good actor.
They were like, he's really getting into it. And like, it kept getting tighter and tighter.
Wait, how's he turning blue?
He started turning blue. And Steven Spielberg was like, oh, guys,
I think something's wrong.
Like, he's not supposed to be that blue. But they were like, he's doing an amazing job. Like, he's really.
He is the next child actor.
Yeah. Johnny Depp, whom? At this point, Johnny Depp was not a good actor. Did you see Nightmare on Elm Street?
Okay, but he was hot though.
Well, yeah. I mean,
he didn't need to be a good 10 actor. 10 out of 10.
Just have a nice face. But they were like, he's killing it. It was actually choking him. No. He started turning blue, and Steven Spielberg saved him.
How traumatizing for this child.
Because he's also like, you know, he agreed to be choked, obviously, but he didn't agree for it to malfunction and choke him out. In a pretend
acting situation.
Yeah, 100%. Like, I'm sure he was like, wait.
You guys. He's
a little kid. He's like, guys, what the fuck? So, but yeah, he, like, it malfunctioned. We need to come up with a
signal for when you're actually being choked.
Well, he said, I can't breathe. And they're like, keep going. They're like, this great.
This is so
like,
good.
Thumbs up. And he's like,
no, really, I can't. No,
I am actually dying.
Oh my God.
No, keep rolling.
So good.
So, that's but they fucked. Were like, he's killing it. And then Steven Spielberg saves him. I'm a big Steven, like, good pro job. Steven Spielberg.
Steven Spielberg.
Yeah. So, yeah, basically, there was also, like, weird rumors that he had died in an automobile accident after the movie. The son.
Oh.
But he was, like, alive.
Oh, okay.
But it was, like, reported, and he was like, no, I'm very much alive.
He's like, hi, here I am.
I'm sure he's, like, woke up like a nightmare. Alive. He's like, wait, did I die? Maybe I died last night. I don't know. Maybe I
died by the clown's arms.
So, I'm like, that's just so scary. So, those were, like, the big... Well, I'll get into the really big one, but those were like the like kind of scary things that happened. Mm-hmm. So an actor named Richard Lawson, and he played the Reverend in the second one. He got into a plane crash in 1992 and he survived.
Oh.
And he thought he accepted death and he was like sitting because it like fell into water.
I mean, at that point, you kind of have to, right?
And in his brain, he was like, I can't be part of this poltergeist curse.
Oh.
And that's what, like, he said he was like, swimming. That like,
thing that made him survive?
And he saw a hand, and they pulled him out.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the hand of God. Okay.
Just the hand of...
No, he survived. Who actually saved him. Okay.
But, I mean, I'd probably be like, I'm going to take this hand regardless. Yeah. So he upgraded on that flight, and the person who was sitting in his original seat died. So that would make me feel like a little Final Destination-y.
Yeah.
Like, you just decided to do that, and then you survived.
Oh, my God.
All right. So, the one that's really hard is Miss Heather O'Rourke. Mm. She was born December 27th, 1975. So, probably when they were filming this, she was, like, six. It was just, she was really young, but she was really good. Yeah. She, her sister was an actress, too.
Oh.
And she was sitting in, like, the commissary with her mom eating lunch, and Steven Spielberg was like... She would be perfect for Poltergeist.
She's
like,
adorable.
So he goes to talk to her and she doesn't say anything and she's looking down and her mom's like, because
she's like kind of shy.
Well, he's asking her questions and she's like, I can't talk to strangers. And good her mom's her. Like, you can talk to him because it's fucking Steven Spielberg. Like at this point, Jaws had already come out. He was very.
Yeah. Big name.
Yeah. Big name. And I heard he's really nice and that makes me really happy to hear. And he's very humble.
He did save a child from clown arms. So.
Yeah. Clown arms. He saved me from clown arms. So he just like saw her. She has like white blonde hair, like you guys as kids, because you guys all had the white blonde hair. And she was just adorable as could be. And he was like, that's who's going to play Carol Ann. She's going to be like one of our stars of our film. So she was actually in all three of the Poltergeist movies. In the first one, she gets kidnapped by the Poltergeist. And a lot in the movie is spent like rescuing her and figuring out where she is. But anyways, she lived in Big Bear, which is kind of like a mountainy town in California that snows and stuff. Mm-hmm. And she was drinking from the tap and she unfortunately got Giardia, which is like a parasite in drinking water. Nowadays they have more strict water cleaining.
Like filtration.
Mm-hmm, filtration.
It was like from her like house that she got it? Oh, from Jesus her tap.
Yeah. And she like had flu-like symptoms. Like, she was really sick and her mom kept taking her in. And good on mom for like taking care of her.
Well, and you know the mother's intuition, like you know something's like wrong. Yeah.
But I appreciate that she was like advocating for her daughter because the doctor's like, she's fine. She's just like, she's like has the flu. Oh, she's just not getting better.
But you know when it's
not right.
And
she's like, something is going on with her. And like, obviously she was having stomach issues because that's what happens with Giardia. I've had dogs who got that and it was like consistent.
Did they survive?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Consistent stomach aches, but you have to do something quick.
Yeah.
To take care of it. But basically, she wasn't getting better, and her mom kept going in, and they're like, it's just the flu. Like, stop being dramatic.
What a hysterical woman. Like,
yeah, what a hysterical woman.
Fix my child.
And they diagnosed her with Crohn's disease.
What?
She had a illness, like a rare defect, where some of her arteries were thinner than others. Like,
oh, shit.
Digestive tract, digestive tract was smaller.
Mm.
So she, along with Giardia, had a lot of
issues. Now there's a whole bunch of complications.
Mm-hmm. And doctors kept brushing it off, And just a misdiagnosis of Crohn's disease because she was having stomach issues. So I can kind of see where they come with, up with that. But she ended up getting a bowel obstruction and died on the operating table. She died of septic shock.
Dude.
From a bowel obstruction.
Fucked.
And if she was taken more seriously,
they would have figured it out.
And I can understand the first time saying she has the flu. Okay.
But like multiple times coming in, like, can't you do some tests or some shit?
Yeah,
like,
something.
You're a doctor and just was, like, figure this shit out.
Like the first time she goes in, okay, maybe she does have the flu. But her mom kept bringing her in. And like maybe like stop just being like, oh, okay. Because she passed away. And that was at the time she didn't even get to see the third Poltergeist movie come out.
So how old was she at this time?
She was, like this nine? Was, she was, 13 or she was 12, excuse me.
That's so sad.
On February 1st, 1988.
That is so sad.
So sad because it was really preventable.
Yeah.
So, but what was really strange in the movie, and I'm going to talk about like some things that really kind of gave me, I guess, the ick. I don't like saying that, but like, so Dominique Dunn passed away after the first movie.
Mm-hmm.
And in the second one, instead of saying like she went to college or something, they just pretended she didn't exist.
What?
Yeah. They were like, they didn't even mention
it. They didn't even mention it.
Didn't even mention
it. No mention of like the older sister. She's just gone.
Yeah. And they could have said like she went to college or something. Just, you know, something to like, something to honor her, I guess, in a weird way. And that was something that kind of made it weird.
That is weird.
And that was like for the second one, they should have just done something.
Especially if someone who died from such a like tragic,
violent. And like everyone knows she passed away, but like,
acknowledge it in some kind of way.
Like, I think it's weird how movies acknowledge, like, don't acknowledge a character's death. I think it's not a movie, but like Eight Simple Rules did a fantastic job of like when John Ritter died.
I never saw that.
Eight Simple Rules was a show with Kaylee Cuoco. That was like her breakout role. She played like the older. It's a really good show. I have it on DVD. Oh, you should borrow it. But John Ritter was the dad, and he passed away from a heart attack on set.
Oh, and, on set. Jesus.
Mm-hmm, and they addressed it in the show. They said he had a heart attack at the grocery store, and you got to see the family process it.
Aww.
So when I think of, like, when people pass away, I'm like, Eight Simple Rules did it right, and, like, the kids showed, like, anger and stuff. It wasn't, like, the show wasn't centered. Like, a few episodes were centered
around it. But it's, like, kind
it.
Of a side story that at least they, like, wrote it into where it made sense.
Yeah, and it wasn't like he was ever ignored. So, like, when I think of people dying, I'm just like, Eight Simple Rules did it so right. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure there's other examples.
Sure, yeah.
But anyways, so that was already like, that to me is like pretty big characters have passed away.
Yeah.
And that's within 6 years of like that happening. So, just some other deaths that happened was Julian Beck. He played the Reverend, Kane, and he was in the second Poltergeist. And he died from stomach cancer before the film even released.
Ugh.
He didn't even get to see it.
Mm.
And it was really, really fast and quick, which, but yeah, he died before he was even able to see it. And another person named Will Sampson also was in Poltergeist 2, and he died not long after filming wrapped up. He didn't get to see it either, and he had kidney failure.
Was he like a main character, like a
he was Will Sampson was one of the Native Americans who just kind of like gives them a warning that it's built on,
you know, Native American burial.
Yeah, grounds. So yeah. He played like the Native American who kind of warned them. Mm. And every movie they did, an exorcism had to be done because there was a dark, heavy feeling on the movie.
Ew.
Which I think is so creepy.
Goodbye. No.
But I did try to do some more research because Poltergeist, there is a curse. I know Glee, we were like, and I'm like, well, I kind of think there is too. But truly, it was all tragic.
Yeah.
Like none of what happened was just like, well, that's a natural. And I don't think the skeletons helped. I think the skeletons were like.
I was going to ask you, do you think like the skeletons of those people who potentially didn't consent to having their body used in that manner mm-hmm. for the source of the curse?
Potentially, because all the bad shit happened. I mean, I think the malfunction, I don't know what order they filmed it. That could be just a weird thing, but all that bad stuff happened.
Yeah.
And it was like all tragic. And I know that back in the day, did you ever go on BuzzFeed?
Oh, yeah.
BuzzFeed. BuzzFeed like had all the videos. Mm-hmm. I remember I watched one of like movie curses mm-hmm. and like cast and crew were dropping like crew, especially like obviously cast was, but crew, they were dropping like flies. Yeah. They don't really address it because I think it's too much, but like almost everyone that was in these movies, a good portion of them aren't alive anymore.
Yeah.
And this was just like 43 years ago. So it's like, I'm like, well, that was a while ago, but still like,
but they're not like old enough to be like dying of old age kind of things. And it's all like incidents that are like weird. I mean, not like necessarily weird, like cancer happens, sure, but child death and like
malobstructions, abusive death.
Yeah
it's like awful. Yeah. So but yeah, I mean like illnesses happen, but it's still like,
is it a coincidence or is it like
you got diagnosed with like an issue and
now you're dead? Yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of them didn't even get to see the movie come out, which I think would be really shitty. You can't see all the hard work you put into it. But yeah, that's the curse of Poltergeist. And just know there's a lot more deaths than just that, but it's hard to like research it because I think it's just so many.
Yeah.
So.
Wow. Good
yeah.
one. That was a good choice.
Thank you. I enjoyed researching it because it's like,
well, it's interesting to know like the, like, cause you hear about the curse, but mm-hmm. it's good to kind of know like what exactly happened.
Yeah.
And like the circumstances, I guess.
And I think there's like, other than Glee and Poltergeist, I think there's some other ones and I'd like to cover those too. Cause it's just kind of yeah. like,
I'll tell you after one that you should do.
Okay.
Cause I don't want to give it away.
Give it away.
But yeah, that was interesting.
I'll post
tragic and interesting.
I'll try to post movie clips of the clown and they're here. I'll see what I can find because I've been doing clips on our Instagram and I think it
definitely helps like illustrate some things.
I think so too.
Yeah.
It's what I do, you know.
I
give the people what they want.
I
have to do a social media post tonight. I always do it at night because I'm like, let's give them time to look at it. And then I'll post it.
Yeah, totally.
So, but that's on our Instagram and it's going to be Mysterious Mavens Pod. And that's just on Instagram.
And you can email us. Like I said, or like we were asking before, mm-hmm. if anyone knows like the details of if you do donate your body to science, like
kind of what happens, the protocols
after they like use you for whatever they need to use you for, like what then happens
or during, like just or, anything.
Well, yeah. Like, yeah. Do you get to choose? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Cause like I did yoga teacher training and we got to do like a, what do they call it? Like an anatomy.
I think that's lab. Important. Yeah. To like, and we look got at to like, muscles.
Go to a lab and there were bodies that were donated to science and we got to see like how the muscles work and the tendons and like
that's really
why
cool.
alignment is so important. And it was like so fucking sick, but like I never really thought like, okay, so we've got these bodies that we used for that.
Yeah.
Then what? I don't know.
I mean, that's really interesting.
Yeah.
Body World was one I thought was really cool.
Was so cool.
Yeah. And got to see all the muscles and stuff. So
yeah.
Like, good on people for donating their bodies to science.
Yeah, because back in the day, doctors used to just rob graves. And
medical students had to get their own dead bodies.
Yeah,
like, isn't that like...
They're like, BYOB, Bring your own body.
So they were like, don't go into graves. And it's like, are they supposed to kill people?
Who knows?
So, I mean, who's to say?
Yeah. Anyways, email us. Tell us your thoughts. Tell us your opinions.
MysteriousMavensPod@gmail.com. We're also on TikTok and Facebook. And I've been posting prompts on Facebook. And Jessica has responded to them because she's you, a Jessica. 10 out of 10. Yeah, I appreciate her.
Thank you, Jessica.
Thank you. You're amazing.
Thank you for being the only one.
Thank you for talking to us.
We should give Jessica a bracelet.
Yeah, send us your email. Or send us your email. Send us your address. We'll send you a bracelet. We need to take pictures of our bracelets. I'll wear mine next time I'm here. So
smart. Okay. Love you.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Oh, wait. And also self-care yourself.
Yeah, self-care for yourself.
Okay, bye.
Bye.